Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, look, don't turn and walk away. What I see kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep. Deep down in your soul.
What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries? With the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen? It's a message of concern. What will this do to the mind?
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men?
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? Who would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will.
A message of concern. Wait a minute, before you criticize, the question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind?
What would this do to the mind of the world's children?
It's a message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
Assalamu alaikum. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilah illallah. Ashadu ilah imam dan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify. There's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, he is the seal of the Prophet, there's no more prophets come. We've been working with this technology, trying to get the kinks out of it. The one act right, had to leave my computer and come to my wife's computer. But anyway, we finally got through. All praise be to Allah. I don't know what they're doing to these. Somebody took all my information off my computer. But anyway, regardless of that, we're moving on. So we like to open with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. And so we're going to open with this prayer. And then first we say it in the Arabic language, the beautiful language that was given to us in. And then we will say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Amin, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Glory may do be alayhim waladolim. Amen. We seek protection with Allah from the rejected enemy, the outcast, in with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord and cherishing stator of all the world. Allah is most gracious. He's most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask Allah to continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who go astray. We like to greet our audience in the best of the greetings of all the greeting in the world, and that greeting that God has given, and that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum, simply mean God, peace be upon and on us, and that obligate us all to keep the peace, because it's the peace that Satan breaks that keeps man from able to sit down and discuss his problem and working out the solution to any problem. He has to have peace. So we thank Allah for blessing us with this Frog Talk radio station. We have a little problem tonight, but we kept working. We didn't give up. May do I. And we did work on the problem, and now we're on. We thank Allah for Frog Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. I am Abdullah Akbar, and my wife, Daya Akbar. We are from Decatur, Georgia. And we are working with other brothers and sisters, Brother Sujah Muhammad and Sister Karan coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we're also working with Brother Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. Well, we're here tonight to this show was sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad, STEM School. And we pray that as we get a STEM school throughout the country, throughout the world, because education is one of the most important things. It is one of the most important things without Allah. The most important thing is education. And God said that the education is the lost possession of the good believer. So we must be able to educate ourselves and especially our children into all the good things that God has given them. And then we can see, because this world of Satan make you think it's impossible to be upright and decent and honorable at the same time. That's his job. Satan is on his job. And we realize that his job is to challenge us whenever we decide to put our right foot forward and go right and do the right thing. His job is to put us on a detour, to stop us. But Allah says he's in charge. And Allah said, if we believe and put our trust in him, our faith is strong, is like a mustard seed, but it can move mountains. So we thank Allah for the encouragement. He said, when I'm with you, the whole world can come against you, and they won't never be able to do you no harm. But if I'm against you, no one can help you. So all this is warning us the blessing of being prayed up, blessing to be following the guidance of God through his scripture. And we say all scripture, even the book tells us to believe in the scripture for it, and we do. And we believe that the scripture for us has been tampered with it, because nowhere we find God say he protects those books. He's only self say he protects the Quran, and he put angels around this book. And we can still find it in the same order that was given to us over 1,400 years ago. So we thank Allah for this opportunity to Prophet Talk radio station, where we are calling people back to the oneness of God, and doing that when we are trying at the same time and destroy racism, because racism come and is supported and is and the foundation is built on a false religion that God is a man, God has a son, God is sitting talking to people and they working for God. These all these false ideas about the creator of this creation. The creator done put books in the creation so man can study. And the book tells us to seek and you shall find. And most people don't want to seek, or they want somebody else to seek for them, and they want somebody else to tell them what it said to make them feel good. But Allah said, speak and you will find. So we're here tonight on this Prophet Talk radio station because we love and we love Almighty God, Allah, and what he has done. He made us a human being. And now we are trying to share that information to make other human beings, because you can be alive, but even Hollywood see what it means. You can be alive, but you can be the living dead at the same time. As long as you're not following scripture, if you're not following what Allah said, dude, you're living dead. And we don't. And we want all our people to come, all people to come out of that, because we're supposed to be one, and love and faith with each other. We're supposed to be working together and building this world together as a human family, and not as a color, not as an ethnic group. But we've been put in this shape where we have to go at it alone until people catch up and see that we are all human beings. And we all got eyes, ears, nose, all of them got all our features in the same place, no different, hearts in the same. So we supposed to be one. So I'm going to see one of the co-workers had his hand up even when I got on here. He had his hand up. So I'm going to bring him on and give him a chance to say, share in this removal of all that racial image. That's what we're here for. Get rid of the image and get some business. You got the image. You don't want to work. You got the image, and you can work for the image, because that's what God said. Don't make no image, and that's what they have done. They have made us depend on another image as a man to give us what we need, and everything we need is in the earth. And everything we need come out of a mind. And we got a mind. And all we got to do is use that mind. And everything we need to make progress will come up out of the ground with like other men have done. As a matter of fact, according to history, we led the other people into the technology that they got. And they ain't giving us credit for it. But that's okay. That's what racism is not to give anybody credit but themselves, and that means keep control over all the other people of the world. That's why God said don't make no image of him. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad up, carry on some of this good conversation. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sujah Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. No. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. I hear you,
Alhamdulillah. I should have called you earlier. Brother had just came and picked me up. But inshallah, I asked my wife, you know, to sort of fill in for me and do some talking. She ain't no talker, but I know better than that.
Okay. Now be careful. Okay, then.
Yeah, I'm listening. I heard you now. Okay. I'm listening to you. And it's just live. Maybe I can make it up sometime and give you a break. Yeah.
Well, she does, huh? She does, huh? I don't know what happened. She dropped. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Now, we got that other program coming on right after this.
Yes, right after this.
I'm kind of figuring that out, and I probably had to call in and tell him that I'm going to have to bypass him tomorrow.
Okay, then. Well, there's anybody else on this? Have anything they want to say, they cannot. So you going to get off for good, Brother Sujah, or are you coming back later, you said?
I'm going to try to listen. Okay. I'm hoping that my wife says something, you know.
Okay, then. Alhamdulillah. I'll pray.
Alhamdulillah.
I'm asking you to excuse me this time. Inshallah. Yes, sir. You're excused, man. That's a $25 for not being on. Yes, sir.
Well, you ain't here but too hard. Alhamdulillah.
What did he say? 45 or 25?
25,
yeah. Well, yeah, it was a... That was an Islamic. That was, you know, that was with a little car. They had a little love in that five.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, you know that. All right, brother. And everybody who contributed to this program, we thank Allah for you. To anybody who wants to say anything, who will discover something today, or might just have something to say. But we talking about removing the image. We're talking about business. We're talking about how can we make our life better for our children. You know, everybody. They call themselves making a life better for our children by making skating rings, bowling alley, and all the other places they can dance and have a good time. And we know that what Allah says, that we do not lose our children, stop being Muslim till we fell into the wrong environment. So we have to create an environment for our children to enjoy and control the environment by making it safe. Those environments that I just brought about, if they've got no real security in there, real love for the people, the children that goes in there, then our children are going to be doing things that is unnatural, because that's what the TV is pointing to, unnatural behavior coming from our children grown, telling our children, yeah, you 12 years old, but we're going to teach you how to be act like 35. We're going to teach you how to act like you're 25 years old. Watch us. So we have to get rid of that, control that. We have to do that. So all praise be to Allah. We're here tonight. So anybody wants to say anything, raise their hand. We know that at 9 o'clock, last night, or 30 minutes later, after 9 o'clock, Brother Hameen will be on in the millionaire discussion of how to keep millions of dollars, make millions of dollars, and reach for the goal. You know, African Americans, you can hear some of them talk, and they say, "Well, I got $100,000, $200,000. I'm all right. I'm set. I can make it with that." Don King said, "If you got money and you start counting and you run out of counting your money, you really ain't got no money. So you really ain't got no money. You start counting money and you run out of counting money, you ain't really got no money. Huh? And we said, good people, it's time for the good people to have money, because good people gonna make good jobs, gonna make good neighborhoods. They're gonna make good places for the children to go. They're gonna make all the good things that this world, you know, they got theme parks that you can go to, and you can ride the Ferris wheel and ride all the things. And lately, some of the Ferris wheel and some of those some of the things been coming loose, and people have been falling to their death. So you have to have them things regulated and checked regularly. If you don't, they'll fall apart. So we would demand that. When we get our own neighborhood, the police gonna be working for us and working for us. And we break the law, we want the police to arrest us, but we don't want the police to beat the life out of us and shoot the life out of us because we ran a stop sign. We don't want that. We don't want the police to throw us on the ground like a dog, and something they don't do to a dog, but they throw us on the ground and hit us with that electric gun. We don't want that. So we want the kind of police that are peacemakers. They come to make the peace, to keep the peace. We don't want no troublemaking people who've been bit by the idea that they have a certain more rights over others than the others have. We don't want no kind of police like that, the backward police, to take a job just to destroy people who got skin, maybe be a little darker, because God ain't made no white people or black people. And that's one of the problems. If a man think he's white and God came in his image, you're going to have a monster working for you. You're going to have a monster over you, and that's what we've been had over us for 400 years, a monster. But he was told he was a human being. He was no more than a child of Adam, born in a particular part of the earth where sun wasn't shining that much. And because of that, his skin a little lighter. But if he ain't got no morals and he ain't thinking right, he ain't doing right, he's not better than anybody else. Allah said the best one of us is one who obey God the best. And that means us to treat each other right. Meaning us to be fair and kind and just to each other. So these people have been made monsters and have been happy being in that situation. I see that Suja said his wife was coming on, and I see her in the queue, and all she got to do is match one and come on, and she can begin to share what she want to share with this Block Talk Radio station guest tonight, if she choose to, Sister Karan. But I see she ain't match one. If you match one and it don't, you can't come in, dial this number here, 444-421-5630. That's 444-421. If you match one, because we do have some problems every now and then. So if you match one, it won't let you in. Call 404-421-5630, and we will see that you call it, and we will cut your mic on. We can do it manually here. So inshallah. But we like for people who want to say something, match one, and you'll be brought into the queue, meaning you'll be brought in, and we will cut your mic on. That's all we're saying. You, and whenever you get that, said anything, that's match one, and you will be brought into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and allow you to discuss or say something, you know, say things you might want to say. We love to hear from you, so all you got to do is match one and come into the queue. We are here tonight and 6 days, 4 days out of six, ourselves, and to remove the images that you see causing all the problems. You know, these images, they done took their masks off, and people still catching the virus. I got my brother had to go back twice because of the virus. My grandson had to go back twice with the virus. So that virus is not leaving like they said it is. And it's still around, but they is not gonna say anything because the death from that virus is down. So we know that this is the way they do things. When they make some blow it up, and then they let the air out of it and let it last, and next thing you know, people start dying more, but they ain't saying nothing about it. Evil this world presents. If this world wasn't evil, you wouldn't have all the conflict that you see among people in the world. Young people are acting up. So anybody would like to say anything, that's mass one, and we'll turn your mic on, and we like to hear from you. We know that you got something to say. So praise it be to Allah. Does anybody want to say anything? So, you know, we try to share the mic because we got something to say, but everybody got something to say. We live in this world together. We live in this world together. So anybody who would like to say anything, match one and come into the queue. And we would turn your mic on. And, you know, just remember that somebody else would like to speak. And know you do your 15 minutes or 10 minutes. And let somebody else come in and might want to ask you a question. So all praise are due to Allah for Prophet Muhammad M. Abdullah. It was Jesus himself said that one would come after him. And you don't see the people in the churches telling the people that. Why is that? Because if they had allowed the people to know about Prophet Muhammad, we wouldn't have all these problems that we have in America. And they know it. We wouldn't have all these liquor stores. We wouldn't have all these smoke dens, vapor set up. Now, you got vapor shops, and then you got weed shops. They wouldn't have all that, all these things are set up to destroy the human potential, to hold a human being back. That's what it's designed to do, and that's exactly what it's doing. So we here with the help of Allah, with the help of Almighty God Allah, we hope that we can screen this and bring about a solution to the problem. So we all live as human beings on this earth. But long as that image, long as a Christian can go into a church, pick up a Bible and open it up, and there's image in that book, then he look behind himself and see behind the preacher that's preaching in the church, and he got more images in there, then you ain't going to have nothing but a satanic act. Are acting where human beings feel comfortable in killing each other, feel comfortable in hurting each other. That's what you're going to have. You're going to have the word that they put out. We didn't put it out there. That word, the N-word. They gave it to the world, And then they put that word out. And look how African Americans say in their jokes and telling stand up comedy, the nigga and you got Cat Williams, and that's all he said, nigga this and nigga that. Niggas ain't never did. See, when you get through saying all that and get paid good money, you're not going to stop saying that. Cussing, you're not going to get, they use Beyonce, a beautiful young lady. But they use her to track their other young ladies and lead them into shame, to take their clothes off. Huh? To say vocal words that and act in a filthy and decent way. And they leave the women out to walk around with see-through clothes on. These so-called movie stars, these actors, these are the people that have been chosen to lead our young ladies and young women into a destructive lifestyle, huh? Along with the homosexual lifestyle, huh? When the doctor said that this is a boy and this is a girl, and now nobody want to announce that. We don't know what people are saying. We don't know what that is. So don't call it a boy and a girl. Don't you know that Satan who orchestrating that? God said he made man and woman. Anything less than that is an animal. It's simple. But Satan done made evil, simple stuff seem unsimple. We want to make it and put it in his form so he can keep ruling the world of darkness. That's a dark world people live in when they got to lock themselves up every night, when they got to sleep with a gun. But that's the kind of environment they allow and create for themselves. And African Americans, they don't think that they not living unless they living in a ghetto, call it a ghetto. A ghetto means someplace you are be shamed to be living in. It's a place like the Wild Wild West, the ghetto. I live in the ghetto. With people that do anything and say anything, and they want to call that hip. They want to call that freedom. That's not freedom. That's destruction. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody else got anything they would like to say and share on this talk, let's match one and come into the queue. I see Brother Muhammad, he sure is quiet tonight. You ain't going to say nothing, Brother Muhammad? How about you, Quran? Huh? I hate to call your names, but I see you. Now, forgive me for doing that. But okay, Brother Muhammad decided to raise his hand. So let me bring him in. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Come on.
Yeah, well, I got myself. Well, alhamdulillah. You know, just want to quickly say, Udhu billahi min ash-shaytan nirajim, bismillah ar-rahman nirahim, ashadu la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammad rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, I appreciate you. I know you can see me, so I know whenever Allah inspire you to call me on, but you know I'm always ready, inshallah, to get some blessings on being a model example of this message of concern and getting out here doing this work to make sure that those out of the cube and whoever Allah deems that's inside of the cube, you know, who needs the freedom of the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, you know, then we pray Allah that they also get the message that comes out of this message that we are delivering. Because as we look at everything, you know, we have to remember when we look at the example of Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, we have reached a development again in this reality where things are clear. You know, homosexuality is clear, murder is clear, theft is clear. Everybody sees without a doubt what's going on in the world that they live in. Now, if they don't have enough sense to know that sooner or later, we're going to have to do like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, that we're going to have to come out of here, you know, and be independent of this dunya or this world that we're living in where everybody has lost their daggone mind and anything goes. And standing in the middle of this fire, you know, the only reason why we haven't got burnt is because we are still the prayer of Ibrahim. Abraham, for those who don't know the English translation. We are being saved by Allah's mercy, the same mercy he gave Ibrahim. He's given it to us because we still are trying to call the world, especially those people here in America that right now are living the life openly of Sodom and Gomorrah. And we have to remember, we don't know how many years that Lot and them put up with this environment they was in before Allah made them leave. They've been around that kind of situation for years, like we are. We're sitting here fighting ourselves and everyone else, just trying to stay in prayer to let Allah to have mercy, asking him to ask him to have mercy on us. And we want to do and follow his guidance in the Quran, the last revelation. And then and the last human being who will be sent as a model. And he has kept his promise. He had made Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody in the world knows about him, though they may pretend like they don't. They know about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they know about the Quran, alhamdulillah. But we have to remember, whatever Shaitan was doing for Lot, or we know that Lot was doing like most obedient servants of Allah do, he's waiting on Allah to give him the command to leave or to fight or do whatever the case might be. But while he was there, he was still doing the dawah. He was letting everybody know in that so corrupted, perverted, sick environment that there was still a man and his wife and his children and a few other scattered community believers in the midst of that hell called Sodom and Gomorrah. In the middle of them, just like we are in the middle of this hell called America. But we had to keep our ears up. We had to stay attentive and don't let all this corruption make us hopeless. See, because when you become hopeless, you go to dreaming. You go to looking for the only thing in all this hell around you is the good that's in the human being. But we have to remember that good ain't good enough. It's about right. It's about righteousness. It's about being right, even if it's against your own soul. So we're standing in the middle of this environment, and this message of concern is keeping a whole lot of heat off of us. But we also have to remember that it is not the solution. The solution is to tell everybody one God, why he's the one God, use the example that he has given the people before us, all the way back to Adam, and explain to them what Allah says in this Quran. Let them know this is the final revelation. Let them know about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything else they already know about. But as we know, they must be disbelievers, because they say they believe in God, but they go right on to the voting booth and vote for homosexuality. They still paying each other under the table and let murderers get out of jail if you got no money. What they call that, get out of jail free card. They got a child abuse, spouse abuse, men abuse. They got every kind of sin that you can think of, and we're standing in the middle of it, knowing we got to leave. Because Allah already told us from the first time, by Allah's mercy, wherever you heard from the Quran, that he said, let there come out of you a band of people. Some people heard that same thing about 1,400 and some years ago. In those 23 years it took for Allah to bless Prophet Muhammad to complete the Quran. They heard about it then. Just like we heard about it the first time we heard it from indirectly wherever, but specifically from the mouth of Imam Warfi Muhammad. That Allah was telling us how many people before us had rejected that mercy, that favor that he told us when he said, in order for you to be my servant, you have to go out and tell everybody, first of all, who I am. So they have many gods. And I have given them much time to believe it or reject it. And now they have the same opportunity to either accept the Quran or reject it. And they have already had very much experience in the Bible. See, regardless of how much we study the Bible or if we have access to the Torah, they know it better than us. You know, we can only show the very important key parts of what's keeping them in that contaminated environment of the revelation that by Allah's permission, he had let the human beings under the influence of Shaitan bring about that contamination. Because those who don't have faith in their time period, like at our time period, don't believe in community. They don't believe that we're going to be a community. They don't believe in Allah enough to have faith into their heart. Now, they believe in Allah, but they're not enough to bring faith into their heart, and you put it in deeds and actions. And that's what we're dealing with every day. So we have to share this business of the concern like we do on every time we get the opportunity to let the people and warn the people that they are getting ready to see the remaking of the human being in the world that they have been living in all these thousands of years under the influence of the Shaitan and his human imps, his human personages. And as we deliver that, and then at the same time, we save our own soul. Why Allah tell us to save our own soul? That means that we must be already engaged in something that we need his help to tell us. You're going to have to save your own soul first. The situation is so terrible that you can't help nobody until you follow this Quran and the example I have given you in this time. This is the fundraiser. This ain't the Bible. This ain't the Torah and the other books that we don't know about that Allah has sent to the human family. Our job is to exemplify and live the Quran so that they all can see those who are hiding it, those who've been passing on this tradition. You know, some of these people in America can trace their Christian heritage, using that terminology, all the way back to 2,000 years. A lot of the Jews can go back 4,000 years of who they was related to, and right, they live right here in America. The descendants of the Hebrew people who followed Musa, it's still on record. Some of them, if they wanted to, they can show you that they are the great, great, greatest grandson or granddaughter of Musa. And their grand, great, grand, whatever, how many you put on there, was with Musa when he left Egypt. They're not dumb as we think they are. They have the record. We just now getting it. But in a lot of the first thing that we learned is that we had to get out of this world that they're in and establish without a doubt in their language this kingdom on earth and that there's only one God. Because this is the last Moses. Prophet Muhammad is the last Musa. Moses, he's the last Noah. He's the last Ibrahim. He's the last Adam. He's the last of all of the prophets and messages of Almighty God. He is the last one. So so that you can, we can get the attention of the natural inclination that's in the descendants of those hypocritical people, these imps that have been following Shaitan for thousands of years. They're right here in America with us. We need to be talking to ourselves and do like we did when we first started out. We need to learn the Quran and what Allah wants us to do. We all know that you ain't supposed to be dealing with these people's affairs. We all know that in his one of his sense, but also we know it has a broader sense. You know, all it means is that anyone who has established a way of life outside of the Quran, and we have warned them and invited them on several occasions, and they have made it clear in their deeds and actions that this is what they do, then we need to quit dipping in their affairs and trying to tell them what to do and get back to our business of establishing the reason why they can see with their own eyes that what we've been telling them is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If you want to stop this, here's how you stop it. Drop it like it's hot. You want drugs out of your community? Drop it like it's hot. If you want to make a poverty and murder and crime over this anger of not being treated equal, make it equal. But it's not going to happen in their world. It's not going to happen in this world. It'll happen in the world that we are obligated to build, first of all, for our own souls and those who believe. Everybody ain't no believers in this United States of America, and everybody ain't no believer in this world. It's only Allah who Allah says believe, and you can tell by their deeds and actions because they make efforts. They make efforts to communicate with each other. Some of them are oppressed. Some of them are ignorant. Some of them are still slaves. Some of them are still being held hostage, but they're waiting on the call to prayer and the security for the prayer. And then they'll come, even mean that they losing their life because they're doing it for their children. We know how many people of different faiths have told Imam Muhammad that they would love to see their children be Muslim if they came back. They would be happy to know that Allah answered their prayers like he did Ibrahim's. Because remember, we're all the same people. We all in this modern day land, we all relatives. Ain't no strangers on this earth. We are all one soul. But we have to live and get behind what we say out of our mouth. We got to live it for real like we've been saying for 40-something years, and before that, another 30 years maybe. We have to get back to where our word is bond. When we tell somebody something, they should be, go home and make prayer and say, thank you, God, whoever you are, whatever you are, I really see now that you do have your servants here showing us the way to the promised land. And I'm going to do whatever I can. And they'll do it. They'll drop it. And follow the people of the Quran like they follow Musa of the Bible, of the Torah. I mean, all the other revelations that Allah has sent to the human being. They will follow it. But they know that they only have one life to give, and they want to give it in the path of their Creator. They don't want to give them make no sacrifice for something, and then 10 years later down the road, the same problem is still here. They don't want to sacrifice this precious thing that belongs to the Creator unless they're doing it in His service. They'll tell you that all the time, regardless of what they believe. But we have to believe what we're telling people our own self. And we have to have faith that with the belief that we tell them about called Al-Islam, it's our life for real. And they can come in our neighborhood and see that. They can come into our schools and say that. They can talk to our doctors, our scientists, our lawyers, and see that. They can come into our restaurants and see it. So we know now why they don't do it. They don't see it. But they understand our sincerity. They know we are sincere because we are still out front. We are the imam of the reality of the world right now. But we're out front praying for everybody. But we have to remember, when the imam's out front, his back is to us. He's not turning around praying to us. And look at us all in the face. He is facing the direction of our prayer. Every time we pray, the imam is facing the Kaaba. Every time. In his private prayer, in his private congregation prayer, the imam does not turn unless he gets distracted by the whispers of the shaitan, and then Allah won't hold him responsible for it. That's why he tells us, it's not that you pray north, east, south, or west. It's that you believe. Because he'll correct you. You'll correct your own self once you realize that you have lost your Qibla. You've lost your direction, listening and thinking you might have some kind of power to save some other human being. Are you trying some other way to save people other than the way of the Quran in the life example of Prophet Muhammad? We need to remember, if we're praying for every human being on this earth, then we have to face the Qibla if we're called upon to lead the prayer, to lead the way, to lead the example, to live the life, and quit turning to the left, to the right, to the rear, and let people look at us doing what they're doing. They believe, but they don't have no faith because the knowledge has been hidden from them. But they know now, they can feel it in their bones, using that terminology, that the Quran is right. They don't have no doubt about it. But what they're looking for is somebody who's going to live it. Because they do know what happened to the Bible. They know for some reason Allah does not restrict the human creation from contaminated revelation until the coming of the Quran. Because they learned what it's doing to them when they did it. And now that the final revelation here, a lot of them already know what their ancestors who are here today in 2022 are suffering from. But their father, their contemporary father, their grandfather, and maybe their great-grandfather who's alive, is alive, is still pushing them to follow the devil, telling them that I ain't going to give you no money. If you go over and be with those niggas, and believe it or not, he called every Muslim a nigga. See, a lot of people don't know that. I done heard white people call Pakistanians niggas. I done heard them call Turks niggas. When I was in Germany, if you was a Muslim, every now and then, if Allah wanted you to hear, he will give you a witness. You'll be a witness to see how they look at all of us the same way. They hate us because we believe. Whether you're Turkish, German, Pakistanian, American Muslim, just they hear that you're Muslim. And I know how to know the difference because I remember when I used to go to Juma all over Germany, and those Africans, those Pakistanians, you from America? They can't believe it. You really Muslim? You're really Muslim? Huh? You Muslim, right? And when they see what Allah has blessed us to have and passed it to them, that came out of the mouth in the life of Ibn Warfi Muhammad, they say, alhamdulillah. And they're ready to go. But also, Shaitan is right there making sure, because he knows he still got a hold on them. He tells them, he whispers in their ear, you're going to lose all of this if you go that way. You're going to lose all of this. I'm going to take everything back that I've given you to live this life here. Now, if you want to go, go, like just like Pharaoh said. You go. And just like it done over here in our African, our slave experience over here, you free. Go on, nigga. You free. But you ain't taking nothing with you. Nothing. I'm not going to give you no food or nothing. You ain't taking nothing. And if I catch you leaving with something, by law, I'm going to hang you or whatever they want to think they threaten you with. And many of us stayed in slavery. Because we was convinced we couldn't make it without this world. I ain't going to say white man. We were convinced that we can't make it without this world. And we still had that same psychological effect on us today. We don't think we can make it without this dunya. We don't think that it really is our share of this way of life on this earth that Allah is preserving for us. And many of us have reached it. And we're trying to digest this freedom that we got, you know, and being human and being who we are, what we're going through, sure we want to share it. But it's got us drunk in many cases. Like Imam Muhammad used to tell us, you're drunk with the truth. Everybody don't like the truth. Everybody don't want the truth. When you understand that, you'll give what we say in a broad sense, acting like we mean it, but what it really is a smoke screen when we say the believers. And we give the impression to everybody, we're talking about everybody on this daggone earth. When we know the truth, there ain't. It's a very few people who's going to take this message of concern and set themselves free. And we pray Allah that when they do that, that there's an Islamic community, life, masjid, or just one brother or one family of Muslim there, they help get them on the road to traveling to go to the nearest and so they can see more. I know many of you have experienced what I experienced. I have seen many people who I brought to Atlanta back in the day, and they've seen so many Muslims. And they seen at that time how much love and how much light was in us that a lot of them went back home to their little towns like outside of Hinesville, Georgia, and down in the woods with some of the people that are from Savannah area. They embraced it out of Islam. She said, that's all I wanted to see. Or he said, that's all I wanted to see. And they're Muslims today. And we know that happens in every city. And as you know, last night we experienced that again when we had to go to the Pioneer thing that we went through last night here in Atlanta, Georgia, last night, when we celebrated and honored the Pioneers. For those of you in the queue and out of the queue, a lot of blessings again to witness how people explain that the more they seen what Allah was doing to the human being, and especially like Prophet Muhammad did, the more the courage that he seen accepted out of Islam, the happier he became. And they embraced the reality that there's only but one God and Muhammad is messenger more and more and more until Allah blessed him with total balance and when he was ready to go to work. And a lot of us have done that. And then when we got to that point of development, we start getting lazy. We start using the schemes of the shaitan and using each other for the world, for worldly gain. And some of us don't know that still. We have lied to ourselves so well, we don't know that we won't do nothing for nobody unless it benefits ourselves. And we think that just because we said, Allah, Muhammad, or Rasulullah, that we ain't doing nothing wrong. But still, anybody can turn around 360 degrees and see that the Muslims of the United States of America, of the community of Imam Warfi Muhammad, don't have nowhere near what they're supposed to be having. Because we're supposed to be out front leading the press. And if we had time and we had the resources, we're supposed to have the best example, the model example, that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad and his messenger right here in the United States of America than any other Muslim because of how long they've been here. because they rejected Allah and his message and started doing bitter, innovation, everything to go back to their culture. They went back to their tribalism. They went back to their culturalism. They went back to their racism. And they became like they was doing before. They would kiss anybody but who would give them what they wanted. Anybody. Didn't make no difference. That's a pervert. That is a pervert. When you are so selfish that you will kiss anybody's butt to get what you want and then pretend all along that you are a man or you are a woman. Don't you know that these homosexuals come out of perversion? And they think that being a man, thinking that being a woman will make it easier for him to get what he wants. And then the woman thinks that she can be a man and get what she wants is the reason why they do what they do. And then you've had to find when they get to a certain amount of whatever they want, they go to start dipping and being hypocritical. They want to make love to a man one night, then they want to make love to a woman the next night. They want to make love to a woman one night, and then they want to make love to a man the next night, according to whatever their gender is of their homosexuality. Because they got comfortable with knowing that the truth is not going to touch them because there's nobody here to propagate and push and enforce the truth. But they come out of perversion. It's the perverted believer who we got to keep our eye on. Because he the one has become an impersonator. Female impersonator, drag queen impersonator, man impersonator. Because he has made up his mind that if he stays within the confines in the world of this dunya that Allah has given to Shaitan to test us with, and try to see if he could come up with any kind of scheme to keep us from leaving it and going and develop it and establish our own share that Allah has laid aside for us. That's why he said the victory is already ours. Our share of the doing has been setting to the side, waiting on us to come and develop it like it does in our cuff about the inheritance of the broken down wall for the men and women once they get of age of strength to establish it, which was told to Musa. That is their inheritance. When everybody, it might be 10,000 years from now, a lot of them, but whenever they get of strength. Now, you want to say we're new people? You're definitely right. But you need to remember, we are 47 years old in human time, in America. And a 47-year-old man who living the truth should have something to show for it. We are 40, almost 47 years old, going on 47, 45 years old. Since Allah gave us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth through his Mujahid, through his Quran, through his messenger, Prophet Muhammad. We ain't no kids no more. We're a full-grown man. Got no business calling nobody Mr. or yes sir to the devil. Or blushing and grinning and skinning and grinning like some sissy because we want something. Or we got to walk around in shame because we're looking around trying to make sure somebody don't see us bowing down to another human being in perversion, murder, robbery. Just let them come up to you and talk you into being the lead gun and have you in the penitentiary for your life, for the rest of your life with the lights on. They give you so much time, man, so don't even turn the light on in the cell. He don't even need no light. He ain't gonna see light no more. That's what they're doing to our kids. Every day, our children, they making them bow down to the Shaitan. Like Allah tells us in the Quran, for a miserable price, a moment of glory, a moment of awe. Dog, you my nigga. Oh, man, you my number one partner, man. And sending our kids to jail, to the graveyard, to the house of perversion and ill, and making perverts out of them and everything else. Just like they was doing, and they use us as a destiny. They said, look, your mom and dad ain't about nothing. If they was about something, you wouldn't be out here. What's your name, Abdu? What? What you doing out here, Abdu? If you were as a real Muslim parent, there's no way in the world I'll be even to approach you. But here you are looking for me, knowing I'm the imp of this devil. I'm a human being who loves the devil. What are you doing out here? Is you out here because your parents didn't teach you right? Or didn't, when they had authority over you, didn't make you do what you supposed to do so that you could see the light? Because all you seen was us. From the time you were 3-4 years old and you could look out that front room window and see your neighbors drinking, flirting with each other, squeezing each other's butt, talking all crazy out the window. You just been wanted. It was just in your heart, in your mouth. Every day you would run to the front window as soon as you get up, wanting to look outside at all this fire. That fire is just fascinating to a child. You see how a child gets fascinated when they see fireworks and stuff. Our children been looking at this world ever since they've been 2 years old. They've been running every chance. You walk down the street with your child, they look in your arm, turn the left, right, look at these crazy looking people. They look at it, but they are being fascinated by it because they're not walking in a halal environment. And they don't see the beauty. What they call them, night lights and all that. You can do that tomorrow. Take your grandchild and take yourself out there. Take yourself out there and walk down and see if you don't look at every sin, every light that flashes your way.
Allah Akbar.
Thank Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings upon all of us. Amen. Back to you, my brother.
Amen. Amen. Don't forget to stay, hang around and get ready to close those eyes in prayer. If you don't mind. Got 6 more minutes. So we thank Allah for Brother Muhammad for
no
coming
problem.
On. The upcoming show comes on at in 15 minutes in Los Angeles. You have an upcoming show, the Million Investment Club of Los Angeles, 15 minutes. What do you want to do? Mind me in 1 minute.
Okay.
So
I make my time you pray.
Mm-hmm. And close out there, they'll be opening up. Well, we thank Allah for this blessed Rock Talk Radio station. Sister Quran, you want to say anything? Your husband said you got something to say.
I was trying to close out.
Oh, I got too much time for it. I got 14 more minutes.
You told him 1 minute. You told him 1 minute to remind you. Okay. 1 minute.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, you can hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Right here.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know if I was on mute or not.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah Rahmani Rahim. I would listen to Brother Muhammad, and when he was talking about what was going on here in the world today, dealing with, and then he gave the example like Noah and Lot, And I said, wow, mm-hmm. I said, I was thinking the same thing. It's just like that, mm-hmm. you know, like anything goes, as long as you don't get caught, anything is going on right now. And so I agree along with that. But then, and then also, I just like to, when he had said, yeah, I'll be listening to what you're saying, Brother Muhammad. When he said that, I probably took it the wrong way, because I don't think people do that right now, like they be saying yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, to different people. Because I said, well, right now, I said yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, to almost everybody, especially if they're 14 over. Sometimes I even say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, to my own grandchildren and to my children. It depends on what they be talking about, you know, and then they get their little attitude, and I say yes, ma'am. You know, like that. So, and then even the students that I be teaching, I give them the respect. I say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and I call them by Mr. and Mrs., you know, like that. And they always call me by my, always give me the respect as Mrs. One of them tried to call me by my first name, and I told them, no, don't do that. You know. So, but anyway, that's what I want to say. So I think the thing that changed about the yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, not, thing now, because people now they just do it out of respect. But I had talked to my I was texting my daughter. You know, I was out there thinking, and I was texting to my daughter, and then I told her, I was telling her, I said maybe you might be the one that could help and show children, because I know the other day they was talking about children that had no father in the house. And some said, you know, they had their uncles and their grandpa and all that. I said, but we have brothers that have no man in the house. They didn't have their uncles, their brothers, or nobody like that in the house. I said, those are the children. And I said, we got a whole lot of them like that. I said, they know exactly what they're doing when they took the men out the house. Because the brothers are the ones that are the leaders. They are the ones that are leaders. They are the one that goes out. They ventures out that women won't do. They just won't do that. Even when I was driving trucks, the brothers that was driving trucks, they'd be going all in different areas and all these little shortcuts. I said, a woman driver ain't gonna do that. You're just gonna stick to the highway. Alhamdulillah, we ain't gonna be taking all them shortcuts. But a man, he will venture out like that. And then if a young man don't have a dad in the house, he ain't gonna show him how to do it. A woman can't teach a man how to be a man. She can't do that. Just like a man can't teach a woman how to be a woman. But they could teach. But each could teach what they want from that man or want from that woman. Alhamdulillah, and what you look for in a man and what you look for in a woman, alhamdulillah. And so that was important, and that was a lot, and I said that was missing with our children, and that's important. And then also, I haven't seen that. But anyway, but basically that's what I had wanted to elaborate on was basically what he had said, alhamdulillah.
Beautiful.
And he's on the right track.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Brother Muhammad, you close out with a prayer?
Yes, sir.
Udu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratul alayna an antum alayhim, gayril maghdubi alayhim waladolin.
Hamlin. May a lot of people blessings on everybody. Cuban out of Cuba.
Well, okay, now we're going to get ready for the $1 million club for the believers. Okay, and brother Amin will be taking over, and thank all of you. This is going to come bring the message of concern to an end tonight, and brother. I mean, we'll kick his show on, turn his show on, and it says a minute, went over a minute. And so his show is coming on. So we all stay here as long as you want and listen to this show. I'll be here listening to the Million Man Club, inshallah, and see what can Million Man what?
No, I'm just saying, when you said it, I was going to say the it reminded me of the Million Man March.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what it don't matter. But this is the man marching to get me, inshallah.
We got to give him all the time.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to turn this over to Brother Hameen and let him continue to with his program about the Million Man, millionaire. What is it, baby?
I don't know, it's the first time.
Okay.
First time on.
Okay, I'll let Brother Amin explain it. I'll let him explain to you about the Million Man, millionaire club that's being performed, putting together. So Brother Hameen got it. Brother Hameen?
He'll come on in a minute. He'll come on. He's there. You don't even have his watch call on.
There.
You need to put his mic on.
Brother Hameen, I have to make a thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
We got some ham.
Okay, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm just picking up this, doing some last minute chores here before the show starts. Started at 6. We got about 5 minutes. It actually starts. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. And I'm going to be broadcasting while I'm in transit somewhere. I'm all praise inshallah. Let me get this squared away. All right. I'm going to head toward a bookstore called Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that they got a Wall Street Journal, and they have The Economist there, and another one of the newspapers, and we're going to keep it rolling, all praise be to Allah. We proceed with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise be to Allah, Lord and cherisher of the world. Deity we worship and thine aid we seek. Alhamdulillah. O Allah, show us the straight way. Way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace. Not through that portion that wrath is brought down. Alhamdulillah. Tyrell without a name. Yeah, this is our show. This is our show. The Millionaire Investors Club of Los Angeles. The Millionaire Investors Club of Los Angeles. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to bless it. Bless our efforts. We ask Allah to make us successful. Like Allah made the followers of Moses successful. Followers of Jesus successful. Alhamdulillah. So, praise be to Allah. We could have called it the ABC Millionaires. No, the ABC Investment or the ABC Investors Club. We could have called it the Moses Investment Club. Or we could have called it anything we wanted to. But why not call it the Millionaire Investment Club? Because that's what we want. That's what we want. That's what we want to be. That's what we want to do. You know, and they talk about speaking it into existence sometimes, people. Speaking it into existence. Napoleon Hill, in his book, Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich, he has an essay in it, a little short 3-page essay, bio on Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon the Prophet. And that was a sign, because I remember in like 1974 or 1975, we had a restaurant here in Los Angeles. And we used to go in there and buy them fish dinners and bee pies and everything. But the brothers had a rack. And on this rack, it had different books for sale. And different books for sale. And I remember this book, Think and Grow Rich, that I bought out of a Muslim restaurant in 1974 or 1975 when I was coming into the religion, I'll praise be to Allah. And that book stuck with me. Alhamdulillah, you know, the lesson of Think and Grow Rich is to visualize goals, what you want to achieve, what you want to do, your goals, your objectives. It teaches how to visualize it in your mind, because actually we're thinkers, but we think in pictures. We think in pictures. Whatever we want to do, it's a picture that we're following in our mind. We think in pictures. So Napoleon Hill and others saying control of anything that you have absolute control over, and that actually is your mind, because you think in pictures. And they say whatever you want to manifest, whatever you want to achieve or do, learn to visualize it in your mind. You know, hold a picture of it. That's what we do. You know, as a baseball player, that's what they say. They say when the pitcher is on the mound and he's about to pitch the ball, and the ball is in the pitcher's glove, and he's on the mound getting ready to wind up and pitch that ball, they say to visualize that you could see the ball through the pitcher's glove. Visualize it. Visualize that you could see through his glove and see that ball. So when he starts winding up, you've already seen that ball that he's throwing up there on the plate. You've seen it. but you visualize it. So this is some of the mind dynamics that I believe Allah wants us to get control of. You remember when Imam Muhammad came in and he was always dropping on us different books that he's reading, whether it's Subliminal Seduction. Remember Subliminal Seduction? And all kind of different other books right now. You know, I'm trying to keep my eye on the road here. All kind of different books that he was reading. And it was one by a book by Christopher Lash. And in the book, they talked about it's a trend. It was a trend in the world. And they were using this trend in commercials. They say, you only go around once in life. So do your thing. You only go around once in life. So do your thing. But Imam Muhammad said, as a Muslim, we don't believe we only go around once. We have an afterlife. We have a life to come. We have this life, but we have a life to come also. So the man was busting up a lot of these trends, these psychological tricks that these people was laying out there to trip up the human being, deceive the human being, and, you know, you know, make the human being's life hard and not successful. But Imam Muhammad was—he talked about the brain. It was, I think, Goldman. Imam Muhammad said, "Read that book about the brain." And also, he says, "Read that book called Emotional Intelligence." Remember? All these books. I guess a lot of us, you know, we didn't know what was happening. But the Imam held the line, and in time, we understood more and more about what he was saying and what he was doing. Because a lot of us had our mind into the Nation of Islam, and we thought like the Nation of Islam thought. So there was the Imam having a grip on that Holy Quran. He knew he was right because Allah was telling him, Allah was showing him, and he held the line. And he argued with us. He debated with us. And he screamed and hollered at times at us, trying to make us understand, you know, what was it all about. Praise be to Allah. Somebody, you got your. If you can mute your phone, I hear some steps and everything. You can mute your phone. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. So all praises be to Allah, Imam Muhammad. You know, telling us about different things to read and you know, bringing us up, and bringing us out. You know. Praise be to Allah. So. That reminds me of Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. It sounds so mercenary, though. Think and Grow Rich is, you think it's just about being rich. But it's about using your mind to how to think. Because we think in pictures. Think in pictures. So we need to create pictures in our mind of what we want. I still hear somebody needs me to mute your phone. You know, I'm praising you till The Millionaire Investors Club of Los Angeles. Yes, we want, this is what we want. We are going to approach it, though. We ain't going to approach it from no spookism and some hocus pocus and you know what I mean? And no. We're going to be rooted in science. scientist. Business science. We're going to consult experts, inshallah, on different phases of business, on finance, economics, marketing. You know what I mean? We're going to consult, you know, the leading mind in these things. And we're, inshallah, we're going to understand it. Because this is what we have to do. Because we haven't done anything before, you know. So we can't support our Clare Muhammad schools. The schools are not growing. We got our children in public schools, you know. You know. And so we need to think big, like the Holy Quran is big. The Holy Quran is Akbar. Allah is Akbar. You know. So we need to think like the book that we love and we rely on. What it's all about. You know, millionaires, investors, club. So there's five major magazines dealing with finance. The Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, The Economist, Forbes magazine, and Money magazine. And I called to this bookstore today called Barnes & Noble. It's over here in El Segundo, it's in the city of El Segundo on Rosecrans. And they didn't have all the books, all the magazines, but they had some. And this is what I'm doing now. I'm going to go and purchase these magazines. And then I'm going to make a subscription, so they are coming. Information. We eat beans, and we eat rice, and we eat turkey, and we drink milk, and we eat everything, carrots and yams, you know. And all these things we consume. This is a part of our diet. But what about our intellectual diet? How about our mind? How much can we invest in our mind? What kind of knowledge, what kind of literature, what kind of magazines and books, you know, are we willing to invest our money? Because these things are going to cost money. They're going to cost money. But they're going to serve us, inshallah. They're going to serve us. Because we are, you know, have this Millionaires Investors Club. This is what we want to do. We want to have real knowledge, you know, real knowledge. Something that I think the Honorable Elijah Muhammad would be very proud of what we're trying to do, our approach to it. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was scientific, just bold and brave. Scientific, though, trying to use what he had. He had a third grade education, but he used that third grade education. He used it, you know. So we have more than a third grade education. We're going to go further. We're going to get real knowledge that's rooted in evidence, that's rooted in data, that's rooted in science. Just rooted in reality, not spookism, not hully-gully, not chance, not a roll of a dice, not gambling. We don't want to gamble, you know. We want to have real knowledge, and inshallah, we'll do it. We got to start it sometime. We got to start. We got to kick it off. We got to start. And then I hope, as we do this and as we get our literature and get our magazines and our books and stuff, we turn around and share this information with our children who are in the house. You know what I mean? And already I'm talking to the people who work on my website to put this in our website, New Africa Booksellers, Sister Carrie Muhammad STEM School, you know, about us and our knowledge quest. So this is our approach. This is our approach. It's an intellectual approach. It's a knowledge approach. You know, real knowledge. So we're gonna do this as best we can. Alhamdulillah. It's 6:12 now, and I guess people, inshallah, are hopefully calling in, finding a way. The line is, you know, they're calling in and everything. So this is what this is. This is what it is. And I'm on my way right now to Barnes & Noble Bookstore to see if I can acquire I know I'll be able to acquire like three of them. It's another magazine too. It's called Kiplinger's Letter or Kiplinger's Report. Kiplinger spelled K-I-P-P-L-I-N-G-E-R. It's K-I-P-P-L-I-N-G-E-R. And it has a heck of a article in there called 11 Solid Ways to Build Wealth. 11 Solid Ways to Build Wealth. So, and I'm probably going to have to buy that through Amazon, that one magazine. But I want to be able to subscribe to Kiplinger's magazine also too. I'm a real estate broker. One of the things that I really have dreams of doing is reaching out to the Muslims, young people, old people, whoever, and show them how I can help them get licensed in real estate in a matter of a couple months. If they don't have any cases, if they're not, you know, have a criminal background, you can get your license in a couple months. But if you do have a criminal background, you might have to wait a little longer. But I can show people how to pass that test here in California. And we want to recruit some young people to be agents and have a real estate company, our own real estate company, where we have agents working under my license. I'm a licensed broker here. You know, if you want to look it up under George EO. That's my birth name. EEO, George EO, EEO. Look it up in the Department of Real Estate. See that I'm a licensed real estate broker here. George, G-E-O-R-G-E, D-O, E-E-O. And we want to use my license to recruit people, young people, old people who want to sell real estate. We have our own company, you know. And it's one of the things, because we need... You know, they buy and sell real estate here in the state of California. They buy and sell it. It may be high now, but in some areas of California, Compton and other parts, maybe in the West area, the housing prices are not that high. You know, that, you know, there's certain areas that are higher than others. So we can deal in that. You know, we can buy and fix it up and sell. And this is something also too that we have the capacity, and I want to share this. This is what I want to do. I want to share this with the people who come on our radio show, our podcast. I want to share them. I want to share with them the various schemes that I've learned over the years, that I have three people that I'm pretty close to that are millionaires, African Americans, just like us, just black people, black nappy-headed people that are millionaires. They're millionaires. They made it in real estate. You know, and I've watched them and studied them, and I want to share with the believers. I want to share with the believers, you know, how they did it. And we can do it. It's all out there. Knowledge from the Almighty, from the heavens. And probate, going down to the probate court. You know, they have, I'm talking about here in L.A., but it's the same basic process in any state, you know, with minor variations. Go down to the probate court. There's certain people who didn't transfer their property to their heirs when they passed, it has to be probated. They have to go before a judge, and the judge is going to oversee the sale of the property so the money can go to the heirs, the descendants. So, they publish a list of houses that are up for sale, and then a certain courts have these properties for sale, and they conduct an auction right in the courthouse. And so this is how one African-American millionaire I know came up, because he was always ready going down to the probate court. He even took me to the probate court, but I didn't even know what the probate court was. And many years ago, and I went there, and for that reason, we shared in my commission, because the judge gave me 2.5% of $1 million. And we shared in that commission. And I didn't even know. I didn't even know what it was all about. He just said, the judge had an auction in the courtroom. And this person won the bid, and he had a nice piece of property out in Venice, California, and that's the first time I saw that. And so I went back several times, and then I was able to do it myself, and I took my own clients down to the probate court and let them bid on probate property. And this is something else that I want to share with the believers, share with people, you know what I mean, the probate process. We have a Teacher Next Door program, Teacher Next Door Officer Next Door program. That's a HUD program where they give teachers 50% off the retail price of housing if they live in the house for 3 years. And if they teach school in the district where the house is, and they have that going in other places of the United States, not so much here in California, because housing. Oh yeah, it's here in California, but not in LA County. It's other counties, Kern County and other counties of California that. They have this officer next door and teacher next door where they give police officers 50% off these houses if they live in these houses for 3 years. So, all praise be to Allah. So I want to share that with believers. The HUD program. So we're gonna be able, because our show Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And then, inshallah, I'm not going to do all the talking. I'm going to let y'all do the talking, too, and sharing with us what ideas that you have. But also, what we want to do is have experts to come and talk to us. Experts to come and talk to us about different phases of money and real estate, all that, too. So that's another thing I want to share, though, the HUD, as much as I can about the HUD. And then, you know, if after we do this, then we'll get to know each other, and then, inshallah, we'll be able to trust each other enough to pull our nickels and pennies together and do something. You know, probably it'll be done with real estate. I'm not really comfortable with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, but I'm more comfortable with real estate. So in time, we'll talk about it, because we're going to concentrate on the Millionaire Investors Club. About that, the Millionaire Investors Club is off that 100 times. Yeah. So I feel like a lot blessed me, you know, to have that, you know, and name it like that. And that name, just like that. You know, to keep it foremost in our mind, you know. Imam Muhammad, group buying. Imam Muhammad taught, and brothers was going all overseas, going to China. You know, they were going over to Italy. There was certain brothers was buying. Imam inspired a lot of brothers to buy suits. So buying these suits and bring them back, and other things. It's a lot to it, but the Imam was teaching. This is something else that we want to get into too. Group buying concepts, talk about it. Where's the leadership? That's all right. We're the leadership. Let's do it. We have our Millionaires Investors Club of Los Angeles, which is MICOLA, Millionaires Investors Club, MICOLA, MICOLA. You know. Let's do it. Let's be bold. Let's. You know, the Holy Quran says to, step out heavy or light. However, just step out. Let's step out. You know, just don't be afraid. You know, let's study. Because the more we study, the more we know, the less fear we'll have. Our fear will go. You know, let's study. Let's find out how things work the best we can. You know, praise be to Allah. Okay, so if anybody wants to ask a question, make a comment, press 1 on your phone, and when I get stopped, I'm here in El Segundo now, and I'm getting ready to step out. And if anybody want to say something, press 1 on your phone, let you express yourself, and no censoring you. You say what you want to say, you know, because this is too important. This is too important, too vital, and too precious. You know, we want to know what you have on your mind, and we want to get it out, look at it, you know. So praise be to the Lord. So I'm going to stop in a second. I'm here at Barnes & Noble Bookstore. Get ready to go in here and purchase these magazines. And then, you know, when the magazines have a subscription inside there, we'll do that too. Praise be to Allah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Brother Ming, you gave me quite a bit of information there on business and wealth and all. But what time did the bookstore close? Because I'm hoping that you would be on the rest of the program since you're heading it up, you know, and you can hear what the rest of us have to say also. So
yeah, I'm not closing down. I'm gonna be, you know, taking care, because this, you know, we have this technology now, Muhammad, and I'm broadcasting right now. I'm right here. I'm not gonna shut down. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to you. You're listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Praise be to Allah.
Baby,
so
to
go
Allah.
Ahead, my brother.
I have some knowledge of things you were speaking about. Matter of fact, I don't know how many of us on the line, but we have some history of some type of investment, you know. So we are can be very helpful here. We've got a group that does have some help in these areas. Now the book is saying Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, long time back in the 30s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing you spoke about, there's a section in this book where they're speaking about Prophet Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell what section it is, what page or something, so we can check that out.
Oh, it's so easy to find. Yeah, just get the book and open up to chapter 8 or chapter 9, because it's not that big a book. And hold up a second. This guy here, he's playing a violin. Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, bro. Yes, sir.
Chapter 8 or chapter 9.
It's
so easy to find. Good. Thank you. So we can all get a record there. We know they spoke about the different books that these ma'am gave us on business too, and so we know about the different programs that he had in his leadership, you know, EPC and Salam Nutrition, and just a lot of fish book. I mean, the egg make. Yeah, so we have, and the soups and all that. So we have, you have some history and knowledge of what you're speaking about. So that's good. But we are speaking about the different papers. I know I used to read Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and other, like every day before I go to work, that was when I was employed driving the bus. You know,
Is that right? All praise be to Allah. Yes, sir.
And one day I'll pick them up early in the morning, and I think it was a Thursday. I'd read four or five different papers, Wall Street Journal, Times, and that kind of kept me going. Now, and think about the Forbes magazine. Well, I've been subscribed to Forbes magazine. I get Forbes magazine every month. I've been subscribed for years. And the Kipling.
That right.
You know, so Kipling's magazine, I subscribed to that one also. And I'm looking at the new picture of Kipling for the month of October. Yeah, so I get that Kipling's magazine also. Now, I got introduced to Kipling's when I was about 17 years old. My mother subscribed to Kipling's magazine for me, so I got introduced to business Kipling back at 17 years old, you know. So we do have some history of information that you've given us. And now you say you're real broker, so you're listed as real estate broker on the Joe. What's the other?
The last name is Gio. D is in David, E is in Edward, O is in Orange.
Okay, George, D-E.
George.
Okay. Okay, so praise be to Allah. Yeah, we can go on online and read about you that's heading up this new program for the Million Investors Club. We can go read about you right there. You're online. Allah Akbar.
Right there. Yeah, licensed by the state of California. Been licensed by my license is in good shape. No infractions, no type of, you know what I mean? Now, one thing you'll probably see, though, is my evolution over time. You know how we have our different names. We change our names to, you know, Islamic names. We was going through our changes. So I've made changes, different Islamic names, you know what I mean, over the years, because I've been licensed since about 96, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. So I just wanted to say those few words. I won't take more time because there's others on wanting to say something. The time goes so fast. You say you're getting into a new area. So I said, praise be to Allah. Thank you all for taking my comments in. I'll just listen from now on the rest of the program.
Yeah, if anybody's else in the, it's kind of a little bit strange how you was on the line. I guess you was kind of like a holdover from the other show, or you know, holdover from the other show.
Now I was on, had to go on another program at the same time on Monday night. You know the 150. You know that the education program.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to call every first and third Monday of every month. So that's why I was on the program. So that's why I was late coming on this evening.
Well, how did you get in the queue here? How did you do that? How did I pick up your voice? Or, you know, how did you get in?
Our program on 150, it ended kind of early tonight. We finished up about 7:40. So right after that, I came on the message of concern about 8:45.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you came in message of concern. Okay, and then you just stayed on.
Right. Yeah, just stayed on, right. Uh-huh.
Okay, I see. Okay. But hold on, but don't go. Anybody else? Let me see. I'm going to see if I can pull up the studio. Studio.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ayman.
Well, that's a lot.
Sister Dai.
Yes, ma'am.
Bismillah. This same board is still up from the previous Blog Talk Radio show. We never closed out. So,
okay, I see.
Information came up, you know what I mean? Information came up, wanted to know if we wanted to be notified in 5 minutes because the other show, which is supposed to start next episode, is late starting or something like that. You know, they would give us, she would let us know what was going on. And so I would just push 5 minutes, you know, remind us in 5 minutes. I didn't know for sure. It wasn't clear whether I was going to just close out the whole show or stay on it would be prolonged. I wasn't clear.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, because I'm looking at the Studio 2, and right, you just opened up the whole thing. Good. Okay, praise be to the Lord. Okay. Let's see. You're late to start your next episode. So, I'm not really used to having these shows back and forth, back to back, you know. So I have to get used to it. So, alhamdulillah. Anybody else, you know, did you want to say something, Sister D? I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening right now. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to listen. I do intend to continue to listen, you know, and until I have to say or something needs to be clear, made clear to me. But the book that you mentioned, a couple of Napoleon Hill, and I have
another one,
but I do want to get those books. And will you be selling them, giving them wholesale or something like that, or you just refer the books?
Well, this is the first time. I'm in the store right now. I'm in Barnes & Noble. And I'm walking up and down the aisle looking for the business magazine, and I can't just find it. I'm going to have to go ask one of these guys to help me get that. But could you hold on one second, please? Hold on.
Oh, yes.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on one second. Let me consult with somebody because I'm having a little tough time finding this right here. So, I see Brother Rashad out there. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rashad. Let me see if I could just make it available to Brother Rashad.
Assalamu alaikum,
brother Rashad.
Sir, assalamu
alaikum. Yeah, I think I did it already. So, yeah. Hey, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Alaikum,
sir. Yes, sir. Did you get a chance to hear?
Yeah. No, I was just listening, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm sorry I brought you in because, I'm not supposed to do that. If you didn't have your hand up, I ain't supposed to do that. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, no. That's okay. No. That's okay, man. I mean, this is, it's not that formal. This is informal. I'm doing a lot. No, man, I was just listening because I think it's a good concept. I mean, I think that, of course, we have to focus on economics. We have to focus on economics. So, it's a good concept, good idea. Now you call it the Millionaires Club?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it?
Right, Millionaire Investors Club.
Oh, the Millionaires Investment Club. Okay.
Investor.
Okay.
Investor. Hold the line one second. Let me. Okay. Hold up. Hello, Miss. Where is the economist? Okay, she's going to show me. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Oh, okay. The Millionaires Investment Club. Okay.
Investors Club. Investors, not investments, but Investors Club.
Okay, Investors Club. Oh, all right. I'm good.
Of Los Angeles.
Okay. All right.
Oh, the Economist. Yeah. Okay, I see. Oh, here's Forbes right here. Wow. Okay. Yeah, we see they're doing a thing on the marijuana meltdown. And, wow. Yeah, go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, so one of the books I think you mentioned was Think and Grow Rich. That man, I had that book. I don't know where it is now. I have to dig it up. It's probably in my bookcase somewhere. I have to dig it out. Good book there, as well as you mentioned the Wall Street Journal, Business Week.
No, not Business Week. The top five is the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, The Economist, Forbes Magazine, and Money Magazine. And I see a whole lot of other stuff up here, but I'm going to stick with here's a Bloomberg thing here, but I'm going to try to stick with the top five. Yeah, hold to it. So, Rashad, what time each should come in?
About, let's see, 7, we've been making it 7:50, so it's probably now about 7:48, something like that.
Yeah, it seems like the only one that they have right here right now is Forbes. But I don't even see money back. It's on the front?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's helping me. Let's just, The Economist, okay. Yeah. And let me see, Money Magazine? Yeah, The Economist got that in. I got two in my hand. I got Forbes and the Economist. Okay. Yeah, Muhammad. Muhammad Sharif.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you were saying that ever since you were 17, you was reading what?
The Kipling's Magazine.
What was the name of the magazine you was reading?
Yeah, Kiplinger's.
Oh, Kiplinger's, okay. That's the one. They have one about 11 solid ways to build wealth. But let me ask you, ma'am, you got a Kiplinger's report, newsletter, Kiplinger's?
Yeah, this is the October issue, the latest one, October issue.
Mm-hmm. You mean of Kiplinger or?
No, Kiplinger's.
Kiplinger's? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, October 2022.
I see. And you said it was another magazine, too, that you was dealing with? Another one?
The other one was, you got the Economist.
The Economist? Yeah, I got The Economist here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
In the Financial Times.
You don't have Financial Times, no? Financial Times. Thank you.
Could I order a magazine? Okay. I see. Yeah, I should be. 213-925-8771. Yes.
Unfortunately, the educator discount doesn't apply to magazines.
Oh, God, it's always coming out. Okay. Is it
2078?
Yes, please. Yeah, the only, I don't know, man, you know, the internet is, I guess it got, you know, a lot of mom and pop kind of like stores, you know, hurting, you know, because they didn't have, I'm at Barnes & Noble, huge, it's huge in there, but they didn't have nothing but the two magazines. Yeah, they didn't have the other three. Yeah, so this is, I think, is the best approach. You know what I mean? That we deal with it like evidence, and we keep up with what's going on. Kiyosaki, you know, he's big on the Wall Street Journal. You know, and. So, I think this is the best way, and, you know, so we're growing knowledge, and some people don't even know what the Federal Reserve is. You know, Federal Reserve is the one who is in charge of the money supply. So they don't know. And like I said last night, it was only Robert Kiyosaki who teaches on the Federal Reserve. You know, he'll tell you right in his book. He wrote it right in his book. He said a Rothschild owned the Federal Reserve. You know, Rothschild family. So that, you know. So praise be to Allah. Yes. So anybody else want to weigh in? Go ahead and weigh in.
Did you say Rothschild owned, what's that, the Rothschild owned?
Right. The Rothschild owned the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve,
gotcha.
Yeah, they'll tell you, the Federal Reserve, ain't nothing federal about it. It's not a part of the government. You know, it's a part of the government because it controls the money. But people think it's a part of the government. It's not. It's a private corporation. You know, and they got shareholders.
Right.
Private corporation. And a lot of that information came out, and Robert Kiyosaki gave Ron Paul a whole lot of props, because when Ron Paul was running for president, he was able to really educate a lot of people, because people were saying, what's this old man doing running for president? And Ron Paul was just teaching on the Federal Reserve how we need to abolish it.
You know, he even wrote a book called In the Fed. You know, the Fed is the Federal Reserve. He wrote a book called In the Fed. He said, let's get rid of it. Let's abolish it. You know. So Robert Kiyosaki is the only financial guru, the only financial person who have actually put in print. You know, the story is, I'm going to repeat it, is it was two warbirds. In fact, they made a little, you know, cartoon out of it. They way back, look up Daddy Warbuck, Warbuck. It was a play on the Warburg family. But it was a Paul Warburg and a Max Warburg. Paul Warburg came to the United States around the turn of the 1900s to come to the United States on behalf of the Rothschild family to create a Federal Reserve, to create a central bank. So Paul Warburg came to the United States. At the same time, his brother, Max Warburg, was the Minister of Finance in Germany. And this is around 1910, 1911, 1912, 1913. The other Warburg, Max, was the Minister of Finance. And what he did was he flooded the German economy, the German economy, with so many inflated dollars. They just flooded the economy. And the money was no good. In other words, you could have so much money in circulation that the money is, you know, it takes, you know, it's a joke they tell. They tell a joke. They say a man went to a bakery and he had a whole wheelbarrow full of German money. You know, I guess it's the marks, Deutsch, or whatever you call it, but marks. He had a whole wheelbarrow full of money and he wanted to go and buy something out of this bakery. When he came back out, it was a whole wheelbarrow full of money. And he stopped at a bakery to go get him some bread or something. When he came back out of the bakery, the money was still there, but the wheelbarrow was gone. So what does that tell you about the, you know, the wheelbarrow was gone, but the money was still there, you know. Yeah. So Max Warburg messed up the German economy so bad, he flees. He flees like Kiyosaki in that book called Conspiracy of the Rich. He said he flees. Yeah, he had to get out of Germany. He had to, 'cause they're gonna kill him. He messed up the money. And so remember, it's a Paul Warburg and a Max Warburg. One Warburg came to the United States representing the Rothschilds, and Max was in Germany, the Minister of Finance, messed up the money so bad that he had to run. And the German people never did forget, you know, who did that, you know. So, that's Robert Kiyosaki for you, though. That's Robert Kiyosaki. Just tell you the truth. Oh, that's another thing, too, that we want to do. And Robert Kiyosaki, he have a podcast, a radio, it's called Rich Dad Radio. And he always brings on different people who write books on the economy and different trends and everything. So we need to start listening to Rich Dad Radio, you know, Rich Dad Radio.
I also listen to Richard at that radio. He and his wife Kim. Oh,
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We're in good company, yeah. We're in good company. We find listen to the people who knows how money works and all of that. Thank you, Charla.
So I just got a call from my wife, and she's having a kind of like a little emergency. So our show been on now little bit over an hour. So if we could cut it short, it's been on about an hour. And Brother Muhammad Sharif, can you lead us in prayer and close out in prayer?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Aliki Yomadeen. Iyakana Buduwa, Iyakana Sahim, Idina Sarata Mutakim, Sarata Ladina, and I'm to Alehim, Zawil Makduvi Alehim, Waladorim.
Amen. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. On Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. May Allah bless
you. Thank you.
Allah.
Walaikum as-salam.
Walaikum as-salam.